Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my podcast. Thank you all for tuning in, for listening. I always pray that you all receive something from the messages that I put on here, from these episodes. I pray that it blesses your soul and that it's something that you can carry and share with other people, share the gospel with other people, encourage them in their walk with the Lord. You know, that's my whole hope, that you all develop a better relationship with Him, because He is the most important thing in our lives and we can't live a day without Him. So thank you all first, and I would like to change this up a little bit. I have a special guest with me with me today, and I don't know if he's nervous or not, but I have a special guest, and I told him this is kind of going to be a get to know me type of podcast, just kind of let y'all in on my life. I have my little brother here, and he's going to chime in. Say hey.
Hi.
He's going to chime in and probably tell a little about himself too, but he's a big part of my life and my family's life, so I got him here with me today. So, what's the first thing we should talk about? What do we like to do? Like our hobbies? What's some of your favorite hobbies?
I like playing football, playing basketball, and I like badminton.
Okay. Y'all should have seen him not too long ago. He was playing the piano, and so he's been developing that skill and growing in that. And then I go and tell my pastor about it, and now they kind of want him to start playing for the church, either that or playing the drums. So, but yeah, those are some of the things he likes to do. And me, right now, I like to read. I like to write when I have a chance. I love to volunteer. That's been a big part of my life recently, volunteering. I volunteered with horses and special needs kids. It's something I enjoyed doing for a while. And now that I have a different job, I have a new job working in the school system, my schedule has changed, but it's something that I enjoyed, working with different people, getting to know different people. And, you know, I consider myself an introvert, extrovert, if y'all know what I mean. You know, I like to go places alone. I like to be by myself to, you know, build back my energy from being out around people. But I also like to be social and get to know people, because it's important to network. So that's just some of the things I like to do. Read and write and volunteer. And I help, like, with the STEP team at my school, at the school I work with, the student council, the newspaper staff. I got my hands in a little bit of everything, so, and I enjoy giving back. So, what else? What else can I tell y'all about me? Lord Jarvis, you want to say anything?
Well, I have a tight schedule, because I do a bunch of stuff during school, after school.
He is telling the truth.
And then I do stuff on the weekends now, and it's just, I feel like I got the job already.
It's real world connections, because basically he does have a busy schedule. Even though I work at the same school he goes to, sometimes I barely see him because he's, you know, in class all day and I'll be doing my work. And then when I get home, sometimes he still be at band practice or football practice. And then on weekends, I'm going somewhere and he's at a competition or something. So it's like, for people to work together, be around each other during the school hours, we barely see each other. And then we live in the same household. So it's preparing him, though, for the real world, because that's how it is. And yeah. And what else can I say? I'm in a long distance relationship. My whole family know about it. I've been courting this guy for about a year now. And so, yeah, we're in a long distance relationship. He's supposed to come in December, which I'm excited about. So it's been a long time coming. We spent a whole year getting to know each other, growing spiritually, putting God first, and, you know, walking by faith, because it can be a difficult thing. And if you're in a long distance relationship, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you don't get to see each other as much, and you just kind of talk when you can. And yeah, it's just, it can be difficult, but a year has flown by, and we've been together for almost a year. It'll be a year next month, so I'm amazed by that. And that he'll be, we're planning on December, he will be here. So I might do an episode on that, but we'll see. For church, I'm an elder at my church. It came as a shock to me, but, you know, spending time with the Lord on a daily basis. And one thing I pray about is God grant me the wisdom. You know, I don't care about material things. I've never been the type of person to be like, okay, by 30, I want to be a millionaire. I just always want to live comfortably. But, yeah, my pastor prayed about it and stuff, and he appointed me as an elder of the church. And, you know, I help with the counseling when he's going through different things, him and his wife or whatever. They've shared things with me, you know, kind of release the burdens like it was in the Old Testament when Moses had his elders. You know, it kind of got too hard for him. And, you know, God told him to pick elders, and it helped release some of the burden that was on him. Because he had a big task to carry these Israelites, these stubborn Israelites, all the way to the promised land. And so, and as a pastor, you know, as my pastor of the church, he dealt, you know, pastors deal with a lot of things that a lot of people don't know about. But he does a good job of shepherding the church. And there's a lot of things I didn't know about, but he handled it so well that, you know, he protected his flock. And just knowing a little bit of it, you know, I keep them in prayer. Keep their family in prayer and before the Lord, because everybody needs help. So, and everybody needs that strength from the Lord, and it's always important to uplift them in prayer, to give them the strength to carry on, because they're doing what the Lord wants them to do. So yeah, I'm an elder at the church, and now I teach Sunday school, the little kids. And then we just started a teen ministry. And so I'm head of the teen ministry. I actually love the teens. It's my favorite group. And we're getting things started with that ministry. And so I'm excited about that. And yeah, we just doing a lot of things at my church. I'm 27 years old. I know I haven't said that. I'm 27 years old. And so I am fairly young. And, you know, and I know I just said I'm an elder at the church, but it doesn't matter what age you are when it comes to that position. If the Lord feels you ready to counsel people and discipline people, then, you know, I do what he told me to do. I have my own little business. It's a blog and boutique. I don't have my boutique up and running as of now, but I do have my own business, so that I am grateful for, and plan on expanding in the near future and working on that. And this ministry, you know, my podcast and my blogs and things like that is to, it's for the kingdom of God, and, you know, it's something that's dear to my heart, you know, just to minister to people, and that's important to me, and that's what we all called to do, you know, to be disciples in this world and to share the gospel with other people who are lost. And this is just something that the Lord kind of dropped in my spirit, and I said, I know that this is something I want to do, to expand in my business, and so in my ministry, I'll say. And so this is a big part of it, and I'm so grateful that I'm able to share this, my experiences with y'all. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's pretty much the gist. I don't know if I would say I'm a boring person, but I don't have, there's a lot of different things I like to do and want to do. Like, one on my bucket list, I really want to go to Alaska. That's, like, the one and only place I really want to go to. I don't know, it's something about that place that's drawing me, but that's one place I do want to go. And I know Dr. Charles Stanley, who is one of my favorite preachers to listen to of all time. I read his devotional every day, and he does a Alaska cruise every year. And I'm like, 1 year, I'm going to be able to go. And so that's my dream, my hope for the future. So, yeah. If there is any questions that y'all may have, you know, you can always reach me at contact@audrescollections.com. I always check my email. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I would love to hear from y'all. Anything else you want to add? Ben. So we will talk to y'all later.
Bye.
See y'all later. Talk to y'all later.
Bye.